Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for August 1st, 7th. So, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but we've had a significant shift in the energy over the past couple of days. We've kind of like that really hard, crazy intensity has kind of dissipated a bit, and I'm hesitant to say that because although it's shifted, I'm not sure how different it's going to be. It feels lighter to me, like it feels a little bit lighter, but I do feel like it's still kind of just as busy. And I feel like part of that is the energy of the Lionsgate portal. So the energy that we have every year at the same time. And so this is the Lionsgate portal, the gateway. The Lionsgate way officially is on the 8th of August. So the 8-8 portal. I'm sure you guys have heard about that. But significantly for us, it happens because there's a big alignment between our sun, so the sun that our planet uses, the sun that we worship, the sun that we sit out under, and the alignment with the star Sirius. And so you may have been hearing a little bit about this lately, but what happens in a portal to create a portal is it's almost like two magnifying energies need to come together to co-create. And so that's kind of what's happening. And so when we start to feel the energy of the portals opening up, it's like this expansion of energy that happens. And so not just, you know, on the planet, not just astrologically, not just but in our whole beings, you will start to feel this need for expansion, this feeling of wanting to expand. And again, that's part of the conflict that we feel and some of us feel when we're feeling that ascension stuff is that we have that part of our being that knows that it's here for expansion, knows that it's here to express itself as pure consciousness, which is who we are, what we are. But then there's the whole human energy template that comes into place, and that template can often hold a lot of fear. And then that fear kind of holds us in place. So it's really like that duality that we feel. It's like that I want to grow, I want to expand, I want to create, but oh, I'm afraid to. I'm afraid what's going to happen. What happens? It's kind of like it's funny, they're showing me the roller coaster right now. If you've ever been on a roller coaster before and you know you have that friend that likes to put their hands up in the air and not hang on to the roller coaster and just ride it and have that whole free feeling, it's kind of like that. We're supposed to be feeling like that. We're supposed to be like, no, look, no hands, and I'm flying. That's how we're supposed to be expressing our energies. But, you know, I think a lot of times, you know, we feel a bump in the road. You know, it's just, again, the roller coaster hits a bump or it hits a peak, and your immediate reaction is to hang on to the bars, hang on and hang on. And as soon as you hang on to the bars, you create this restriction in the energy flow. And so there's a lot of us that have been hanging on to the bars a lot lately. And so when you're doing that, you're restricting the energy flow. And so not just in your physical body, this is the thing. So not just so that then you're feeling the ascension stuff or you've got physical stuff that's showing up, but this also just has a ripple effect to all the areas of your life, because even though we may think that what we're experiencing in our physical bodies is different from what we're experiencing outside of our physical bodies, so in our relationships, our careers, our all of that, it's all the same thing. And it has to be, because we create that experience, the outside experience, from within. So however we're feeling inside, that frequency emits outside, and then it's like this, you know, it's like working on an etch-a-sketch. It comes from within, and then it is created without. And so we're really having the opportunities right now because of this portal that's coming in, and we have it every year. So it's not like this is like a once in a lifetime chance. I guess you get several of these to do, but we are having this opportunity right now. We have the sun is in Leo. So you guys know that we're going to be in this till the 22nd of August. And so we have that powerful lion energy, right? That go get it, make things happen. Manifestation potential and possibilities are like exceptional right now. And you may have been noticing this, like even sometimes the littlest things. I always use the parking spot as a perfect example because it's something that just shows up so easily. And sometimes we take it for granted. So just as an example, yesterday we were going to my family, we were going to the beach, spend the day at the beach. And we go there and of course it's packed, right? Like it's everybody's looking for a parking spot. Their people are parking up on the grass and there's like not. So my husband right away is like, oh, we're never going to get a parking spot. We're never going to find anything. And I was like, don't worry. We'll find one. Just we'll keep driving. We'll drive around. Let's drive down and look and we can take a look at all the water and everything and a spot's going to open up. And I just, you have this like in this, just knowing there's, spot's going to open up. And then there's, you know, your conscious mind has to in the background say, okay, let's do this. Let's really consciously make this happen. Open up a spot for me right by where I want to go in, right at the entrance, wherever I want to go in, open up a spot. And so sure enough, we did the little wind around the road, came back up. And then just at the spot where I wanted to go in, a car was backing out and was moving out. And so we pulled in and parked. And so you'll notice this stuff, like you have to intentionally play with this. So do yourself a big favor and play with it. So whether it's something tiny as a parking spot like that, or maybe it's something significant. Maybe it's like there's, you know, somebody, a relationship that you like. Maybe you want that person to ask you something bigger, or you want to change that, take it to the next step. Or maybe your career. Maybe you're like, okay, I'm ready for my career to take off, or I'm ready for that bank account of mine to fill up. Play around with that a little bit now, because have the energies, remind yourself that right now, because the energies are so powerful and that alignment of the sun energy, the Leo energy, success is there just if you create it. So, you know, you get out your Etch-a-Sketch, and remind yourself that you are the creator of it. So really, what is your ideal situation look like? How does that play out for you? And then give yourself the opportunity to have fun and play with the energies a little bit like that. You see, it's all about how you're feeling inside. So just, again, as the example with the parking spot, I didn't for a moment, not even for a second, did I have any of the restriction in my energy of, oh no, it's busy here. Oh no, we're not going to find a parking. I didn't at all. I didn't. And that was part because all I was thinking was about getting in the water, was being out in the water. And when you're in the water, you can't hear anything and nobody bothers you. But my point is that not for a moment did my frequency go into a state of fear or restriction. I didn't put my hands on the handlebar of the roller coaster. I put my hands up in the air and said, okay, a spot's going to line up exactly where I need it to. And that's where it's going to happen. So play with this because, again, it's not, I don't have any special magical powers other than the same ones that you have. We all have the same stuff. So play with that a little bit in the areas that you most want a significant shift or a change. Funny they're using the word significant like over and over and over again. So pay attention to that. When they have me use the same word over and over again, it's usually significant. So just remind yourself about the power of what's happening right now with the Lionsgate portal. And so just so that you can get like a kind of like a perspective on the size of this. So so Sirius is a star, right? So sometimes you'll hear it called the spiritual sun, right? They will sometimes call that. Now, in comparison to the size of our sun, it is 26 times the brighter. So you know how it's two times, first of all, it's two times the size of our sun. So you know how big our sun is. It's massive, right? It's two times that size, and it's 26 times brighter than our sun. Now that's a massive, massive, massive amount of energy. So imagine that massive energy, the Sirius star, and then our sun in alignment. And then of course, we feeling that whole flow of energy. So no wonder that there's so much power from the energy for manifestation, for prosperity, for abundance, all of that coming in. With this, we also will be receiving and anchoring in a lot of the ascension codes, so the higher frequencies coming in. Some of us have been feeling this for a very, very long time. It's funny because Lori Ladd, I don't know if you guys follow her, but she popped up on my Instagram thing yesterday when I was checking stuff, and she was talking about how she was feeling yesterday, and she was really kind of explaining how I feel all of the time. And so she actually has just been, she was having an experience of feeling the ascension energies, of feeling the powerful energy codes coming in. So it's kind of interesting how it'll be kind of cool if more and more people start to have that and they're like, oh, okay, now I know what you're talking about. Now I can totally understand. It's also kind of exciting to me because the more souls that are activated, the more souls that are actually consciously having the awareness of these codes, these frequencies coming in, I feel like the quicker the ascension process will happen for us. Of course, you know, I know, you know, there's no destination. We're not coming to an end time on it, but meaning maybe the ascension symptoms can lessen up a little bit for us because we're actually going to be shifting in momentum together, if that makes sense to everybody. And so it was interesting because I had a question. You know, we often get people in our group, and I've heard clients ask this too, but what if they don't feel the ascension symptoms? So what if they're not feeling the floaty, the zapping, the, you know, all the crazy stuff that we feel? What if they're not seeing the lights, the sparkles? And so what my team said to me and gave to me on that was they said ears wide open. And so they explained that each time you hear something or see something that has that kind of like aha moment within you, that kind of like, and I'll give you another example. When we had Christian in with us doing our live readings on Friday, which if you didn't get a chance to come and see that, please go watch the replay because there's so much good stuff on there, like so much. I was watching the replay last night and just thought, well, this is awesome. And there were so many things, you know. So first of all, when I, you know, I'm doing the readings, in order to do the readings, I have to open up all my senses. So my ears are wide open, my eyes are wide open, all my clairs are open. And so when I'm in that state, it's very easy for me to perceive everything, to pick everything up. And there were so many moments of clarity that I had and so many things that Christian said that was like, ah, I love that. Perfect. Thank you. I needed to hear that. I needed to know that. And know that that's what they were showing me, so that every time somebody says something to you and you fully receive it, you fully get it, you're like, oh, yes, okay, that makes sense. I got it. Every single time that happens, that's part of your ascension process. Every time that happens, you are shifting energetically into a higher frequency. And so that means that you're part of the ascension process. That's part of how you're doing it. So you don't have to be seeing the sparkles. You don't have to be feeling the wobbly. You don't have to be in order to be ascending and going through the ascension. All you have to do is have your ears wide open. So really, really be open. And when you're, you know, around people that are giving you great insights like that, like the stuff that came up with Christian when we were doing the readings, then know that that's part of your ascension and that's how you're ascending. Your energies are shifting. You're shifting and you're changing simply through experience, simply through absorbing those lessons coming through. And I loved that because I asked Christian about his ascension process, because I've never seen him post anything about really big about the ascension stuff. And so I wanted to know if he had any of the ascension symptoms. And he said that he does get tired, but he said something that was like, I just love the simplicity of it because we tend to complicate things like crazy. And so his was a long time ago. He decided that if it didn't feel good, if it what didn't work for him, he was just removing it from his energy field. He was just not going to have it in his energy field anymore. So literally picking it up and dropping it off, like, here, you're not allowed in here anymore. And I was like, ah, like, it's so simple. Why didn't I think about that? Why haven't I? Yeah, of course, right? Everything, and there's that ego that overrides and goes, are you kidding me? That's like too good to be true. That's too simple to make any difference. But what if it's not? What if it's as simple and as easy as when I think about the parking spot and I have no doubt in my mind that that parking spot's going to open up? Why does that not work for the, I have no doubt in my mind that this ascension symptom that's driving me crazy is just going to leave, or this physical thing that I'm just dealing with is just going to leave there, right? It makes total sense that that's, if that's how energy works and that's how energy works, that we can actually use that to do that on all levels, to move energy on all levels, right? Again, it's kind of like that expansive thinking, that expansion in our thinking, which is part of the ascension. That's part of the why we're doing the stuff that we're doing, which is really, really kind of cool. And so they showed me an example, and this is the whole what we're talking about, and this is open energy and closed energy. And so as somebody who reads energy for a living, as you know, this is what I do on a daily basis. And really, I've actually been doing this my entire life. I can remember being, you know, as a young child, I loved people watching. I could, you know, sit at the grocery store, wherever we were with my mom, and just watch people and just watch them. So I've been doing it for a very, very long time. And here's the thing that you can tell is you can tell when somebody is energetically closed, and you can tell when somebody is energetically open. And so part of the ascension, part of all of the stuff we're experiencing, is supposed to be helping us to open up energetically so that, again, when those high energies are coming in, the frequencies are coming in, the ascension codes are coming in, we're actually able to bring them in, take them in. And what happens is when we do that, the more of those activations we receive, the quicker our perception of things shifts and changes. So as an example, if you were somebody who was very energetically closed, so very, very, very pessimistic, very, very, you know, the cup is half full. If you're that kind of energy person, when those energy codes are coming in, they're not going to have a lot of room to be received. So if you are somebody that's like that, your ascension process is going to take much, much longer than somebody who is energetically open. So somebody who is, you know, is optimistic, somebody who's seeing the glasses half full, somebody who's, you know, who feels energy. When those codes come in, when those activation codes come in, you're going to receive them on a much higher level. Now, here's the kind of cool thing that happens with this, is they're telling me right now, is what these activation codes are doing is they're giving us an upgrade to our DNA. It's actually changing our receptors. And so this is kind of neat, because now, you know, fast forward to a point where we have all these receptors that are online, we have all of the DNA is activated, we have light codes within us. Now the manifesting process becomes just natural. It just, oh, I want to be doing this. Boom, now this happens. Oh, I want to be experiencing this healing through this experience. Boom, that happens. You see how quickly we can shift when we are in alignment with the higher frequencies. And so do yourself a favor over the next week and really practice having your energy open and then versus closed. We're going to do some of this together on Tuesday. So tomorrow, hopefully you guys will get a chance to come. If not, you can watch the replay of it. But we're going to be doing our Soul Energy Monthly Forecast. We're going to be doing a class, though, on creating energetic boundaries. Now, this is huge because, again, it's going to be all about energy. It's going to be how open are you? How much energy are you letting in? What energy are you letting in? So we're going to have a lot of fun playing with that together tomorrow. I think it's going to be beneficial for everybody. And of course, it's perfect timing, right? Because again, big portal energy opening up. You know, this is the thing, is we say, okay, well, big portal energy is opening up. All these wonderful things are coming through, but actually it's open for everything. So again, it'll be, you know, it's like the veil between the worlds right now is very, very thin. And so that means that everything and anything can come through. So remember, everything being a vibrational match, if we work on our own frequencies, then we'll be okay. If we're up, then we'll be fine, because it'll be a match to only the good stuff that's coming through. If we're not, we may be experiencing a little bit more bumps along the ride. So I hope you guys can come out and join me tomorrow so that we can fix everything, so that we're having less bumps along our ride. Okay, everybody, big, big week energetically. It's going to be a fun week. We're going to have lots of fun playing with energy, and I hope to see you guys tomorrow. Sending y'all huge, huge blessings.